The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me." Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened up for him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. A voice came from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas. So we end our beautiful Christmas season today with the baptism of the Lord. And one of the things I do love about the Christmas season is you often hear from people that you haven't heard from for a while. And I've been blessed throughout the years to sponsor many people for the Sacrament of Confirmation. And in the Mexican culture, if you're a confirmation sponsor, you're the Nino, essentially, right? The Godfather. And I hadn't heard from one of my favorites. I know we're not supposed to, but let's be honest. We all have favorites, right? Over the Christmas season, because he started a new job, super busy. But I heard from him on Friday, and he said, "Can you call me right away?" And when I have a young man tell me, "Call me right away," I think, what did they do now, right? Instinctively. But I called him, and he said, "I need you to pray for the University of Oregon football team." And I said, "Brandon, this is why you called me?" He says, "Yes." And then I remember he went to school there. Huge sports fan. He's like a walking ESPN app, right? He knows all the statistics, everything. Absolutely loves the University of Oregon. And I said, and I told him, I said, "I can't do that. The other team has a Catholic quarterback. I'm rooting for them." And as you know, the game didn't turn out that well for the Ducks, but I felt bad for him because we've all been there in life, haven't we? When we really want something to turn out the way we want it and we're rooting for a team, and he takes the losses really bad. Like, you better not be near him for 24 hours, right? I text his mom, "Are you doing okay?" And she's like, "Yeah." And so I waited till the next morning to check on him, and I said, "Hey, you know, just checking in, you know, I love you, I know this is hard." He said, "Don't lie to me, you're happy right now." And I said, "Well, maybe a little bit," but I empathized with him because he's a graduate of the University of Oregon. He got his master's degree there, and that is so much of his identity. He should be proud of the school he went to and the team he's rooting for. But it's a reminder to all of us that we all have many identities in life, right? The sports teams we root for, political party we're part of, our family last name, our jobs, our career, our degree, the list can go on and on. But there's one identity that will never disappoint us. And we receive that on our baptism day, that you and I are disciples of Jesus Christ. And no matter what is going on in the world, we know that we belong to the church. In other words, we belong to Jesus. And on our baptism day, we receive such a great gift. We hear this beautiful word, beloved. And on your baptism day, you have been chosen as a beloved man or woman of God. You are so loved by God. Despite our shortcomings, despite our weaknesses, God loves you for exactly who you are. And I want you to know that and to hear that, but most importantly, believe that today. God has not made a mistake in any one of us. Every single one of us is a gift to those around you, a gift to the world. But your life is such a precious gift, and you are beloved. You have been claimed by Jesus on the day of your baptism. You belong to him. You don't need to earn that. You don't need to work for that. He freely gives you it. So in those moments of life when things don't turn out the way you want them to, remember, you are beloved and loved. Our baptism day also reminds us that we are part of many different groups. We are part of a family. We're part of our job. But the most important group that any of us will ever belong to is that we are disciples of Christ. The holiest, most dysfunctional group of people you ever see in your life that Jesus founded nearly 2,000 years ago. And I often laugh when people doubt that Christ founded the Catholic Church. No other organization would survive this chaos, my friends. You belong to the church. You are loved. No matter who you are, where you come from, you have a place in the house of the Lord. And it's our job, too, to make people feel beloved and longed and welcomed to be part of a family. And so often we separate people, we exclude people, and God is saying, bring people in, don't exclude. So you are part of this family. And when you make the sign of the cross, that is your identity of who you are. You've been marked far greater than anything that we have on our shirts. We belong to Jesus, my friends. On our baptism day, we're reminded of what our mission is. Our mission is to go out into the world and make disciples of all nations. I was so blessed on Friday. On Friday, I had the opportunity to go visit a parishioner who's recently been diagnosed with cancer. Had surgery the day after Christmas. When I walked into this hospital, he was like a rock star. Every single person who encountered him left with a smile on their face. He was more worried about how the nurses were doing, the OT was doing. He truly brought the joy of Jesus to others, even in his difficult moment. And yet, we panic when the Wi-Fi goes out, my friends. The world is going down, you know? No matter what we're going through in life, we are going to face difficult moments. We are going to get discouraged. We're going to get disappointed. Our mission is still the same, which is to bring the kindness that this world needs, compassionate, to be empathetic, to smile at each other once in a while, to quit being so self-righteous, to try to understand people, their story. That is what our mission is. Nowhere in Scripture does it say, come to church and be here 23 hours a day and drive your pastor crazy. Where is our world work? Out in the world. That is what we are called to do. So, my dear friends, that is what we're celebrating today. That we have been chosen on our baptism day to do wonderful things in the name of our Lord. And that we are part of this beautiful family. We are disciples of Christ. And it's up to us to bring the joy, the good news to those around us. Amen? Amen. So, if you were to die today, how would people remember you? Would they have a smile on their face because they miss you and they love you so much? Or they have a smile on their face because they're thinking, thanks be to God, they're gone. You're laughing because we've all been there, right? How will you be remembered as a disciple of Jesus? I hope and pray it's for the kindness that you've shown others. And I'm looking at amazing people right now. Every single one of you is a gift. You are so loved by God. But let's try to do better, to live out our baptism. And we do that by being kind to one another. So who is it that you need to be kinder to or to bring joy to as we celebrate the baptism of the Lord?